Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Danny Fry, Ryan Wiggins, Brad Ring.
That's us, that's right. Gotta love this American ride.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
For the sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
And it's a Friday. Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in the afternoon. I hope you're getting lunch, and I hope you're spending at least the next hour with us. You'll be glad you did. Jamie Lisso is going to be in studio with us in about 25 minutes from right now. And you know him from his comedy shows. He's been in a lot in series that you've watched. And, of course, you see him as a regular guest on Gutfeld. Hilarious writer and producer, actor and comedian, Jamie Lisso, in about 25 minutes from right now. A reminder, if you want to watch us as he's going to be in studio, you can join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, but you can also stream us on the Odyssey app, Crystal Clear Connection, everywhere you go. So it turns out, yesterday we were talking a little bit about James Comey and the pending indictment, talking with Hans von Spakovsky, among other people, about the timing on that. They have a five-year statute of limitations that was going to run out on September 30th. And it is today, Friday, September 26th. So they got it in time. Yes, James Comey has officially been indicted. And I think that the real question that we're going to all be asking ourselves very quickly is, okay, is this the moment that everybody has been waiting for? Have you been simmering over the thought of revenge and this is finally it? Or is it justice? Or do you not care? Are you just like, how much does it cost me to fill my cart full of groceries? I think we're talking to people who fall in all of those camps. Maybe some people who are like, who's James Comey? Maybe we'll ask Jamie Lisso all those questions here in a bit. Our poll question for today is James Comey's indictment, the pursuit of justice or revenge? Justice, revenge, or why not both? I think there are going to be quite a few people who maybe choose the both of it. Fox News reports today, President Donald Trump told reporters Friday that the indictment against former FBI Director James Comey is about pursuing longstanding corruption and not political payback. So the president himself is telling us, no, this isn't a revenge situation. This is about justice. Remember when yesterday I played this clip eventually, and it was a little montage of Democrats saying over and over and over and over again, no one is above the law. In my house, it sounds like Moana's dad saying, no one goes beyond the reef. If you know, you know. When the Democrats repeatedly, over and over and over again, it was the battle cry of the pursuit, the lawfare that they threw against Donald Trump. No one is above the law. And it turns out that it really feels like if you were somebody who was the most in hot pursuit of trying to get Donald Trump effectively unable to run for office again, God forbid he win a second term in office, if you were one of the lead people trying to seal the deal that Donald Trump would not be qualified or electable to win a second term, that no one is above the law thing is kind of bouncing off the wall like one of those red rubber dodgeballs. It makes that boing sound when it hits, and it's smacking him right back in the face. Is it revenge to go after Letitia James for mortgage fraud in New York, which is essentially fraudulent documents, is essentially what they got Donald Trump for, with campaign financing, and it was a ledger issue, and Donald Trump's like, I pay people to do these things. If it was marked wrong, they did it. And they're like, but your name, you're the one who hired him. You're the one whose final name is on the documents. That's exactly the same defense that Letitia James is going to need to explain why she has multiple homes listed as her primary residence in order to get more favorable rates. They accused Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago of overvaluing his property in order to look better on paper to get more favorable financial situations set up for him so he could do business. They said, you overinflated the value of Mar-a-Lago. It's worth $18 million, which is apparently the most laughable thing in real estate. Somehow or another, they got away with it. So they said, you manipulated the system to get yourself a better financial position, and we're going to get you for it. And they were doing the same thing, and maybe even not even knowingly doing the same thing. And that actually came up in the Trump trial in New York. Donald Trump's like, I pay people to do this stuff. If they check this box and not that box, you know, I'm not here trying to defraud anyone. No, nobody was hurt. There was no crime. There's no fraud. There's no victim here. And, you know, the true victim was Letitia James's ego, and she had to prove him wrong. And so she did. She got a conviction in court, which is in the appeal process right now. And it turns out that she can be accused of and charged with the same things that she tried to throw against Donald Trump. Does it look like revenge when Donald Trump is going after Letitia James? What about Adam Schiff? Same thing. Senator from California has a place in Virginia, and he's listing his home as a primary residence in both places in order to get more preferable rates. This is the stuff they went after Trump for. And they lay out this groundwork. They set up all the rules. They rewrite all the rules of basic decency, essentially. Because the most important thing at the end of the day is to get Trump. This is classic ends justifies the means logic. And that sucks. Ends justifies the means logic means you've determined what you have to do. Whatever you have to do to get there is justifiable. The end is to get Trump. Whatever you have to do to get Trump is justifiable. And there are a lot of people who truly believe they're doing like patriotic services to their country in the constant pursuit of Trump. But when will they understand that the more that they pursue this man, the more they try to get him, he's like, you cut off one head, three more grow back. He just gets bigger. He gets larger. He gets more powerful with each and every attack on this man that they levy at him. And now they're in a position to take a dose of their own medicine. Should people in power be held accountable for these things? Or not. I am of the mind that holding them accountable for the things that they believe people should be held accountable for is not a vindictive thing to do. It's to be expected. How could they look at this and I mean, other than to try to pander to the people who wake up in the morning and their first thought is, gosh, how am I going to get to hate Donald Trump today? It's like exciting for them. And they go to bed and they think about all of the ways I hated Donald Trump today. It was a good day. I filled my day with anger and hatred and fear of what Donald Trump is doing to this country. And I did a great job today. I was dejected the whole day. Look at me go. God bless America. Are we supposed to not pay attention to the things these folks were doing while they were trying to throw lawfare against then President Donald Trump, candidate Donald Trump, and now President Donald Trump? I don't think we turned a blind eye to this.
It began before I got to office. You know that. Wait a minute. Before I came to office, I started hearing rumors about Russia. I said, what the hell do I have to do with Russia? Nothing. And then it got worse and worse. And some of the fakers, not you, but some of the fake news picked it up and they loved it. And we went through a long time with that. And despite that, we had a great first term.
Because that's how it went, where they made you go and take a mugshot. Is this more about justice or is it about revenge?
It's about justice, really. It's not revenge. It's about justice. It's also about the fact that you can't let this go on. They are sick, radical left people, and they can't get away with it.
And they can't get away with it. That's what the president says there. And you have to ask yourself, what would revenge look like? Revenge would be to take people who wronged you and to seek out a way to wrong them back. Isn't that kind of what revenge is? I mean, I guess there doesn't have to be an inherent wrong in the picture in order for revenge to actually occur. But I've got a question. Wouldn't the true revenge that Americans should be concerned about regarding the likes of James Comey or maybe Adam Schiff or Letitia James or any of these other characters who continuously seem to be completely just dead set? Their whole point in government is to try to take Trump down. Wouldn't revenge look like manufacturing something against these individuals to try to bring them down, to try to tie them up? Wouldn't lawfare look like something that was manufactured against them? Something that wasn't real. Something that you dig up and you contrive. Something that you got together in rooms that were closed door meetings in secret, where you planned and you plotted to try to do something to take those individuals out. Wouldn't that be what revenge would look for? I mean, at least in the negative sense. If the Democrats have said for years now, over a decade, over and over and over again, that no one is above the law, do they mean it or do they not mean it? Which one is it? Because if no one is above the law, and it's plain and simple, evidentiary on paper, that these individuals broke the law, defrauded the government or the banking system or whoever is defrauded when you don't tell the truth about your primary residences, if these individuals actually did it, and it's easily provable in a court of law. And if it's not easily provable in a court of law, then I'm going to be pretty unhappy myself. Why are you wasting our time with this? If it is easily provable and no one is above the law, why would we not play their game with them and beat them at it to get them to stop? Are we supposed to permit this type of behavior? Are the Republicans supposed to continuously over and over and over again take the punch over and over and over again? And then when we get into the position where we have a little bit of authority because the American people are so disgusted with those individuals who have had the levers of power under the Joe Biden auto pen administration, are we supposed to get power and be like, well, now we're going to show you how to do this the upstanding, nice way? Here's Chuck Todd.
He is doing what he believes was done against him. There's no evidence that it was. But he doesn't care, and he just sees, hey, eye for an eye, right? This is sort of Old Testament justice in his head. Eye for an eye. You indicted my guy, I'm going to figure out how to get back at you.
So Chuck Todd thinks this is solely, completely, and justly revenge. That's all that there is to it. He says there's no evidence that there was lawfare against Donald Trump. Imagine a guy who's been covering the news for the last decade not being able to see this. You know he's corrupted. When he can't see where are my resident chat Democrats when you need them? How many charges were there against Donald Trump? How many felonies was he accused of, charged with? New York, Mar-a-Lago, Georgia, over and over and over and over again. Things are constructed against him, contrived against him, thrown at him, and they just fall apart. They just fall apart. And in New York, if you want to uphold some sort of conviction that came out of a ridiculous trial that is currently under appeal and will probably get tossed out, we'll wait and see. I'll wait and see. If you want to look at every instance of what has been thrown at this man, he wins over and over and over again. And even in the conviction that Letitia James got, it turns out she's guilty of the same damn thing that he was. And you're telling me for a hot second that Donald Trump's supposed to sit out prosecuting her for that? Or that his administration is supposed to sit out prosecuting her for that? Or the people of New York are supposed to sit out prosecuting for her for that? Why would this stuff ever stop if one side always gets to get away with it? That's how we got here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I don't think that this indictment is revenge, but I bet for Donald Trump it feels good. And I don't mind that at all. He can sit back. He better sit back. Let the Justice Department handle its business. Do this by the book, publicly by the book, in every way, shape, and form. And when the Letitia Jameses, the Adam Schiffs, and now the James Comey, who has just received an indictment for lying under oath, they've got the video and they've got the proof that he lied, when they have received from a grand jury this indictment of perjury, somebody stop make me prove why this should happen. Someone explain to me why it shouldn't happen. Don't talk to me about Donald Trump and this is revenge. Remember I said this yesterday. They never say that the guy was innocent. The guy who's been indicted, no one's out there talking about how innocent he is. They're trying to say, no, don't look at that. Look over here, Donald Trump, revenge. I need you to take the revenge bait. Please take the revenge bait. This is really, really not looking good for us. And we're starting to line up the people who sought to get Trump, and they're all guilty of something. And if we go by our rules, no one is above the law. We're cooked. Are they defending Comey or are they attacking Trump? That's how you know how screwed they feel. Let me know if you think James Comey's indictment is a pursuit of justice or revenge, maybe both. It's on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We're going to take a quick break. In about 10 minutes, we're going to get Jamie Lissow in here. We'll set up the rest of the show for you when we come back. Go vote in the poll. Maybe I'll read a couple of your comments when we return. Don't go away. We're talking about the YouTube poll today. Is James Comey's indictment the pursuit of justice or revenge? Give us your thoughts. Justice, revenge, why not both? Those are the options on the youtube.com/@AnnieFry, where you can find us. Bobo says the left will say revenge. I say justice. Revenge is the cherry on top. Russell said justice, although the auto pen must have run out of ink before they could pardon him for past and future crimes. I don't think Hillary Clinton's a very big fan of James Comey. I think Hillary Clinton places a lot of blame in James Comey's lap for the way he handled emails and all that stuff in the last week of October in 2016. I don't think she's a big fan. I don't know if that has effect. Who is controlling the auto pen? For every question I have a question that needs to be answered before it, basically. Scoot says there's no separation between the Department of Justice and Trump's desire for retribution. And Grant says, not political payback, but what is good for the goose is good for the gander. I like it. We also hear, just kind of discussed today, not in a really detailed way, that there might be possibly a solution formulating around Gaza. And when Donald Trump makes a suggestion that says that we might be pretty close to that, everybody goes, what? But there's still not a ton of news on it. So we're gonna wait and see if something about that ends up resurfacing, or surfacing, I should say, before the end of the show. At the UN, Netanyahu today was giving a speech, and right when he was starting to give a speech, there's a bunch of people who got up and left the UN. Is the UN like, did anybody else have a problem with the escalator at the UN? Is it just the First Lady and President Trump who tried to step on the escalator and it stopped? Has anybody else had a problem with the teleprompter at the UN? If it is, I've missed it. I'm open to being corrected. But why is it that the President of the United States, where the UN is located, why is it that America is being treated this way? And you got, you know, are you thinking it's from within? I certainly am. Fox News reports Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech at the United Nations General Assembly was blasted across Gaza for Palestinians to hear. Thanks to a scheme from Israeli intelligence, the prime minister said he wanted to speak directly to the 20 living hostages who remain in Hamas captivity. You've heard President Trump, I'm interjecting here, but you've heard President Trump talking about the hostages. First and foremost, there's like everything that could be happening between Israel and Gaza, all the negotiations that need to be taking place. Everything that needs to be resolved. But in the midst of all of that, he's like, give me the hostages back. Give us the hostages back. Do it right now and do it all at once. Which is an appropriate way to address the situation, in my opinion. Netanyahu said, I want to do something I've never done before. I want to speak from this forum directly to those hostages through loudspeakers. I've surrounded Gaza with massive loudspeakers connected to this microphone in the hope that our dear hostages will hear my message. Netanyahu's office said he had ordered his speech to be played over loudspeakers from the Israeli side of the border with Gaza. Israeli does things differently. This is, imagine the United States setting up speakers on the border wall and blasting it over into Mexico, being, you know, sending a message, maybe to the government, maybe to the cartels, the people who are actually facilitating the trafficking of children, the trafficking of humans across that border for money, taking the kids across the border to get people into the United States, and then bringing the kids back south of the border so they can do it again and again. Netanyahu also went on to say, thanks to special efforts by Israeli intelligence, my words are now also being carried. They're streamed live through the cell phones of Gazans. But Israel's Channel 12 reported the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, so we often refer to them, had been ordered to set up speakers and broadcast a speech inside the Gaza Strip, not on the border. Quote, to Netanyahu's regret, he is not Kim Jong-un, and the Israeli army does not need to broadcast the ruler's speech over loudspeakers while endangering soldiers in the field. The opposition leader, Yair Lapid, wrote on X. It's an unsettled world that we live in right now, and we're waiting to see if tomorrow will be a calmer day, as per the usual. Well, the next segment, I think it's going to be calmer. It's going to be funnier, that's for sure, because Jamie Lisso is coming to sit in with us for a couple of segments. And, of course, he is here in town to perform at the Funny Bone. But you guys are great. You already sold out a show. So you can check him out at jamielisso.com. Also on Instagram at IamJamieLisso. Also, you can check him out here on 97.1 next. Let's have some fun with Jamie Lisso next. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.